Roderick Phillip is giving me a tour of Kong's power plant, a loud gray warehouse off the village boardwalk.
If you can look up there, you can see that there's a whole bunch of antennas and instruments.
Phillip is the manager of Pavukkanuk Power Company, Kong's local utility. The village is a member of the Chininik Wind Group, a group of four villages that's working together to build new energy systems. Like the other Chininik villages, Kong gets its electrical power from diesel, but it also gets power from local wind turbines, which on average provide Kong with about 25% of its power needs. It's a hybrid system that uses both diesel and renewable energy. But to get a real sense of why Kong's microgrid is so special, you have to leave the power plant.
Hi.
Philip and I visit the home of Ralph Kiyunya, the general manager of Kong's local corporation.
Hello.
Two identical twin toddlers in matching parkas are playing on the front steps, two of Kiyunya's many grandchildren.
Hi, Ralph. I'm Teresa.
And Ralph, welcome to Kong.
Ralph Kiyunya's home is cluttered with family photographs. One of his daughters is baking a cake in the kitchen. It's cozy and warm, and Kiyunya attributes that to the large thermal stove in the corner. The built-in heater is warming the whole house, and it's doing a few other things, too.
You see those kettles? They are warm constantly when this is on. So I have warm water all the time. We even put wet clothes. Even gloves could keep them warm.
This thermal stove and others like it are what makes Kong's microgrid so revolutionary. Because on particularly windy days, Kong's wind turbines can produce more power than the grid can use. So Kong's utility company installed thermal stoves in homes throughout the village. The heating units are hooked up to Kong's microgrid, and any excess energy that the wind turbines generate is diverted to them. The stoves have been installed in dozens of homes so far, and Ralph Kiyunya says that his stove cut his heating costs by more than 50%. He looks forward to using that money for other things.
Mostly groceries. Good stuff. Yummies for my grandkids.
According to manager Roderick Phillip, Kiyunya's not alone. He says that Kong residents with thermal stoves are saving hundreds of dollars a month.
Over 90% of our community relies on subsistence to put food on the table, and the money is going into their pockets.
Microgrids are a big deal in Alaska, but even by this state's standards, Kong is unique.
They're a petri dish. They can be a laboratory.
Dennis Miners is the founder of Intelligent Energy Systems, a company that specializes in renewable energy solutions for rural communities. He's worked closely with Phillip over the past few years and helped Kong's utility develop a sustainable grid. He says the village's system caught the attention of the U.S. Department of Energy, and he recently spoke at a conference in Canada about the project. The way that Kong reroutes its excess energy to heating power could be a model for other communities, and the village wants to use even more wind power in the future. Miners expects wind power to displace over 50% of Kong's diesel usage, and other microgrid experts are watching the project to see if Kong can actually pull this off. Not everyone thinks that it can. Alaska Energy Authority's Josh Kraft says that Kong could have found more up-to-date wind turbine equipment.
It means that they're not going to offset as much diesel as we'd hoped.
This technology is advancing quickly, and Kraft says that newer turbines would have been more effective. Dennis Miners disagrees with this, and he says that Kraft seems misinformed about the project. He agrees that the wind turbines aren't the most up-to-date model, but Miners says they've been completely reconfigured and adapted to Kong's needs. No one is making wind turbines that are a perfect fit for Alaska's villages, so Kong had to build something new. One way or another, Kong's microgrid is a learning experience for the energy industry, and it's continuing to evolve. This month, the utility company is installing even more thermal stoves and a bank of lithium batteries for energy storage. According to Roderick Phillip, this should help the whole microgrid run more efficiently.
And by next month, we will have the most advanced system in the Northern Hemisphere, and our own people will be taking care of it.
Philip might be overstating this a bit, but Kong's system is certainly going to be one of the best. Its batteries and new thermal stoves should be all up and running by the end of November, and Kong's heating bills are once again expected to drop. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.